Luke in chapter 17. Luke in chapter number 17. And look, if you will, and I'm not sure how far I'm going to get with this, but at least I may get started. Well, look, if you will, at verse number 31 of Luke chapter number 17. The Bible says, in that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. And let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, thank you for your word. I pray that you'll help us from the word of God. Please feed us as it be your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. In verse number 30, the Bible says, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop, and so on. I want you to notice especially the words, in that day, in that day. I was dealing some with the idea of the day of Christ, and we might consider the time from the rapture through the millennial kingdom. I was dealing some with this idea about preparing the soil for the seed. Of course, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to take his people from the earth and the rapture. And then after that, there are going to be many people that die during the tribulation period and because of the judgment of God against wicked men. And the judgment of God shall be poured out upon the earth. Thank the Lord for the mercy of God that shall be extended during that time, and there shall be people saved during that time. By the way, saved not by works. It didn't have his name on it, but I think I may have something by Mr. Ruckman in my office, if it's still there. I had it in an area marked poison. But in that case, I think it said something like, if you're here when the rapture takes place, something like work all you can to keep the Ten Commandments, get baptized, just basically work for salvation. Now, of course, that's not the way people will be saved during that time period. A sinner is never saved by working his way to heaven or working some in addition to putting faith in the Lord. It's never the way it is. Now, in that time, there's going to be many that will die during the tribulation period because of the judgment of the Lord, and then is going to come the time of the judgment of nations, the sheep on one side and the goats on the other, and there are going to be those that will be allowed to go into the kingdom, and then there are going to be those that will go to hell. And as I was preaching about this last week, I believe that there shall be no Christ rejectors that enter into the kingdom. In Matthew chapter number 13 and verses 37 and 38, the Bible says, he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. Notice the Bible talks about the field. The field is the world, and the sower is the Son of Man. And the Bible talks about the children of the kingdom, and that's who's going to be in the kingdom at the outset. And the wicked are going to be taken out. And so I believe that at the beginning of the kingdom, the Lord shall have his kingdom sown with good seed. Now, I realize that what I just said then is so different than what some people might think. I preached years ago on this subject, benefits of the kingdom without the king. And I believe there are many people that would like the benefits of the kingdom without the king. I believe there are many people that would like prosperity and peace and longevity. I believe there are many people that would like things that are going to be in the 1,000-year reign of Christ, but they don't want the reign of Christ. They don't want Christ to be the king. but they just want the benefits. Many in our day, of course, if you were to ask them, do you want those things? They may say, yes, I want those things. If you were to tell some of those same people, well, there is a way that you can have them. There is a ruler that can provide those. But if you reveal to them that it's Jesus, many of them may say, well, no, I don't want to accept Jesus. Well, the only way for a person to enter into that kingdom and to enjoy those benefits of the kingdom is going to be by trusting Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Many people may like some kind of a warm and fuzzy idea about bringing in the kingdom and us people just getting better, evolving to be better and better. And the fact is that men are devolving, it might be said. And men shall wax worse and worse over time to come. Some of you may remember this. I think it was 1971 that there was a group of young people that gathered on a hilltop in Italy. And there was a blonde-haired young woman or girl that began to sing in, you might say, kind of a dreamy voice. I like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow-white turtle doves. I like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. That's the real thing. And some of you may remember the commercial. And of course, I think it had such appeal to people. That the world getting together. In that particular commercial, like there were people from different nations standing together and each of them having a Coke and the singing of that song. Perfect harmony. But that's not reality. For the kingdom to come, there's going to have to be the weeding out. There's going to have to be some big changes that take place. There's going to be the wrath of God that's poured out upon this world. And then finally, when God prepares the world, when God has gotten Christ's rejectors out, then the kingdom shall go on from there. Now, I know that wouldn't appeal to many people, but that's what the Bible teaches. Now, I want you to notice, beginning with verse number 28, this is of chapter number 17. The scripture says in chapter number 28, likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. I dealt with this idea, of course, it says, and destroyed them all. The Bible earlier talks about Noah, and they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Then notice, if you will, beginning with verse 32, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife, and the Bible says, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Now, there's coming a time which is described, there's somewhat of a description given in verse 31. In that day, and we might think it's about the day of Christ, it'll be the rapture of the church, and then the work of God shall continue on as the world being prepared for the kingdom of heaven upon earth. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Now, there have been two great destructions of Jerusalem in the past, and there shall be one great destruction of Jerusalem in the future. The Bible tells us about the destruction by the Chaldeans. And of course, there were many warnings to the people Jeremiah was used to warn the people, give them a way of escape. But many of the people just did not believe Jeremiah, and therefore many were in the city, and the Chaldeans came, and many died in that situation. Then, years later, there was a destruction. In fact, it was about 38 years after Jesus Christ walked this earth. There was a destruction by the Romans. Now, Jesus spoke words to the people whereby they could have escaped from Jerusalem and from this particular destruction. In Luke chapter number 21 and verse 20, "And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh." In chapter 21, verses 21 through 23, "Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these shall be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people." Now, the people of Israel had finished up with the 70 years of captivity, and they had gone on, and they rebelled against God and refused to accept Jesus Christ. And there were the apostles that were here ministering, and yet so many of the people just simply would not accept Jesus Christ. And about 40 years after Jesus Christ was here, there came that destruction of Jerusalem by the Romans. The Lord gave them a sign so that they could escape. The Bible says, "When ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh." If you will turn to another scripture in the book of Luke and chapter number 19. Luke chapter number 19 and beginning with verse number 42. And Luke chapter number 19 and beginning with verse number 42 and going through verse 44. Going back up to verse 41. "And when he was come near, he beheld the city." Jesus beheld Jerusalem and wept over it, saying, "If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round about and keep thee in on every side." There was that judgment coming after Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and the people were given a sign. When the armies compassed Jerusalem about, they were not to stay, they were to flee. Now, of course, who would have followed that instruction except a Bible believer, a believer of the Word of God? And so you might imagine people at that time, and seeing what was happening, many might have decided, "I'm going to flee to the city." And in order to get away from the army, some of them may have thought the best place to be is in the city. And there we have people that can fight off an army, and there we have supplies. But the fact is, the city was besieged and the people were starving to death. It is so much like what happened years before when the Chaldeans came against the city of Jerusalem. That's one of the things that you might notice is there are so many things that are alike when it comes to the destructions, plural, of Jerusalem. God gave them a sign so that they could escape. Now, let's look ahead, and I believe this is what this particular passage deals with. Let's look ahead to the third destruction of Jerusalem, which is yet future. In the book of Matthew in chapter number 24. Book of Matthew in chapter number 24. there is another sign that was given unto the people. In Matthew chapter number 24, and beginning with verse number 14, I'm going to read through verse 22. Beginning verse 14 through verse 22, the Bible says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall come the end." And by the way, there's this idea of the end, and so many people may say, oh, the end of the age. Well, the Bible talks about the end of the world. In verse number 3, the Bible says, "Tell us when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world." There's actually going to be an end of the world. After the tribulation and the millennial kingdom, there's going to be the end of the world. Peter prophesied about it. Now let me get back to chapter 24 and beginning with verse number 15. "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains." Now, I want you to notice the when in verse 15 and the then in verse 16. So, for those that shall be living during that time period, before the third destruction of Jerusalem, God gave them a sign to know when to flee. The sign was this: "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet." And the scripture says, "Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake shall those days be shortened." And so the Lord gave a sign so that they could know when to escape. Just like he had given a sign for the people and before the destruction of Jerusalem by the Romans. When they saw that the city was compassed about with armies, they needed to get out of there. And in this case, we think about the time when there was the abomination, or there shall be the abomination of desolations. And of course, he refers to Daniel the prophet, and we have scripture in Daniel about that. In the book of Mark, chapter number 13, verses 14 and 15, "But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him that is in the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment." I want you to notice a few things. Number one, in this case, there shall be at least a little time to flee. I do not believe that'll be the case when the rapture takes place. But at this time, there shall be at least a little time to flee. Then number two, those addressed here were not to wait for Jerusalem to be compassed about with armies. Jerusalem, the armies, the nations shall come against Jerusalem. But the warning about the city being compassed about was one for the time when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem. And I believe that in this case, that the sign was to have been when they saw the abomination of desolations, then they were to flee from the city. In Zechariah 4:2, the Bible says, "For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city." Notice those terrible things. All nations against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken. Houses rifled. Women ravished. But if in that day somebody believes God, and he's read about the abomination of desolations, and he sees that, then he might take this warning and flee, and not come down off his rooftop to get anything, but just go ahead and flee. Get out of there before these terrible things happen to the city of Jerusalem. The great sign that they were to look for was that abomination of desolation. The abomination of desolation is spoken of in the book of Daniel. You can read about it in at least two places. There's another abomination, but I think that is when Antiochus Epiphanes offered blood upon an idol altar in the temple. And that happened before, many years before. But in this case, in fact, that happened before Jesus Christ, the time of Jesus Christ upon the earth. This abomination of desolation. There shall be the first 49 years, the time of the building of the temple, the rebuilding of the temple, the building of Jerusalem. So that's the 7 weeks or 49 years. Then there'll be 62 weeks or 434 years until the time of the prince. And the prince, the Messiah, shall die. So when you add those up, that's 69 weeks. 69 weeks. And then you'll have the church age. And the church age. Now, for the other times, there are specific times given, amounts of years given. But when it comes to the church age is an undisclosed amount of time. And we don't know how long the church age shall last. So there's the 69 weeks, the 69 weeks, and stopping during the time when the Messiah is here. And of course, the church age starts and continues on. And then eventually, we'll have the last week, or Daniel's 70th week. And in that last week, that's the tribulation period. That's the 7 years in the tribulation period. Now let me give you this scripture from Daniel chapter number 9 and verse 27. "And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall call the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. For the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate even until the consummation. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate." I want you to notice here, the scripture says, "He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week." The Antichrist shall have a covenant for 1 week, for 7 years. But in the midst of that time of the covenant, he shall break the covenant, and he shall present himself as God. Now, Mark told us of the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not. In the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3, the Bible tells us that the man of sin, speaks about this man of sin and the son of perdition. In the next verse, that's in verse number 3, in verse number 4, the Bible says, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, this is speaking about during the tribulation period. It is also speaking about in the tribulation period temple. Now, there is going to be a tribulation period temple. It is not the same as the millennial kingdom temple. But in the tribulation period temple, and there's going to be that covenant that is made, then the Antichrist is going to break his covenant. And he is going to present himself as God. That is the abomination of desolation. He is going to present himself as God. And of course, when they saw that, when they shall see that, they are to flee. Because there are terrible things coming after that happens. So, let me go back. You have, before, in Jeremiah's day, you have so many warnings, and people were given a chance. They could choose life or death. And of course, so many just simply refused to believe God and were there in the city, and the destruction came to the city. During the time when the Romans destroyed, God, Jesus Christ had given them a warning. When you see this place compassed about with armies, you flee. But so many people didn't listen, and they ended up dying. You can read in Josephus about the terrible situation. In fact, you may find it is very much like the situation that happened during Jeremiah's day when there was the first destruction of Jerusalem. And then in the future, before the future destruction of Jerusalem, I believe that many are not going to listen to God. There's going to be the abomination of desolation. Many people may think this is fine and not flee. But those that believe God, the instructions for them is to flee. And they'll have a chance to flee, but there's coming that terrible destruction to Jerusalem, the third destruction of Jerusalem. It's interesting to me the likeness of the three destructions and the warnings that were given. Now, let me go back to this passage once again, the book of Luke. And I think I'm going to bring it to an end. But in Luke chapter number 17, that may be a heavy message after a heavy meal. But in Luke chapter number 17, remember I was dealing with this, the destruction shall begin. The preparation before the time of the coming of the kingdom. But many people shall be destroyed, like the Bible talks about in the day of Noah. And the destruction began, as it might be said, the rain began to fall and destroyed them all. And then the Bible talks about Lot, and it rained fire and brimstone, destroyed them all. Then there's coming the time when the church shall be taken out, and God shall begin to rain judgment upon this world. And then in addition to that, there'll be the judgment of nations. And I believe that God shall, as it might be said, destroy all Christ rejectors, so that the kingdom begins with no Christ rejectors. And let me go back to this one more time in verse 31. In that day He which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. He that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Remember what happened to Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. And so in that day, people should heed the warning of Christ. When they see the abomination of desolation, they should heed the warning of Christ and flee. Get out of there. But of course, I believe many will simply be unbelievers. Well, if you will, please stand.